Hey Jeff, can you tell me a little bit more about liability and golf cart accidents?
Sure, that is a very common question in Florida. As you probably know, golf carts are widely used in Florida, not just on golf courses, but in private communities, particularly retirement communities, and even on the streets in some beach towns. And so, the communities will typically have laws that talk about what you can and can't do on a golf cart, but that doesn't stop accidents from happening. And when an accident is called caused by the negligence of a golf cart driver, you may very well have a claim in Florida. Instances of cases that I've had in the past are, where the driver of the golf cart hits somebody who's walking on the street or on a sidewalk, or the passenger gets injured because the driver drives too fast and the passenger falls out, or the golf cart tips over, or something like that. So, typically golf cart accidents result in pretty serious injuries because they don't have the same safety features as you have in a car. Usually, they don't even have seat belts. If they do have seat belts, people hardly ever wear them. And that can result in people being ejected from the golf cart when there's an accident. So, the question is, can you recover for your injuries? If you are hurt due to the negligence of somebody driving a golf cart? And the answer is yes. You also have a claim against the owner of the golf cart because in Florida, just like a car or any kind of a motor vehicle, a golf cart is considered a dangerous instrumentality. And what that means is that not only is the negligent driver responsible, but the owner of the golf cart is also responsible. So most injury claims resulting from golf carts or motor vehicles will result in a claim against the driver and also the owner of the vehicle. Now, one of the more complicated legal issues regarding golf carts relates to insurance. Automobile policies, you have a Toyota or a Honda, whatever you drive, you have an auto insurance policy. Well, if you own a golf cart as well, the golf cart is not going to be covered by your automobile insurance policy. You have to specifically get a golf cart insurance policy in order for it to be covered. If you don't have one of those, the next place that you can look, as a plaintiff's lawyer, having done this for over 30 years, we will, if there's no golf cart policy, we'll then look at a homeowner's insurance policy. Believe it or not, in the past, many homeowners insurance policies will cover accidents resulting from golf carts. Now, over the years, insurance companies have kind of wised up, and they've really put in some exclusionary language, some limitation language to really restrict the circumstances under which you can bring a claim against the insurance policy for a golf cart accident. But many times that's still a possibility to go after the homeowner's insurance. So I highly recommend, if you are injured due to the negligence of somebody driving a golf cart, that you contact an experienced personal injury attorney to ask questions and see whether or not you have a legitimate claim.